Christine McIntyre, welcome back to Pittsburgh. I think this is production 12, possibly, for you?
Something like that. I think I've actually lost track. I have to count each time. But yes, it's been a lot of shows.
But this is one of the biggies, one of the standard rep La Traviata, one of the, you know, it's a great first opera, I think, in some ways. And tell me how you're approaching this production.
Well, one of the things I love about Traviata and that makes it unique among the Verdi operas is that it is set contemporarily in his own time period. And it is about people and a situation that he knew very well. He and his mistress, Giuseppina Strapponi, were actually living in Paris together, unmarried, quite the scandal, while the novel was being written. They went to opening night of the play together. And it's very, very clear that Giuseppina Strapponi felt enormous sympathy for Marie Duplessis, the model for The Lady of the Camellias. It's extraordinary, actually, to think that Verdi was basically writing about his own life in so many ways. And of course, Alexandre Dumas-Fils, the author of La Dame aux Camélias, was a young man who had an affair with Marie Duplessis and loved her and broke up with her, but regretted the breakup, didn't make it back in time for her death, went to the auction of her things afterwards, bought back their love letters, and out of that experience created the novel and the play, which made her immortal, which so inspired Strapponi, which therefore inspired Verdi. And so we have this incredibly unique history that I love to delve into. Now, audiences here know I love to update shows and find a modern context for things. But this is an opera where I feel like understanding the true history is almost better than any update I could come up with because it's so extraordinary.
It's so real. I mean, it is Verdi's life here on the stage. No wonder the music is so... there is not a spare note anywhere.
No, and it's so different from other Verdi operas. You think of, you know, the big pageant operas or even something like Rigoletto, which is more for theatrical effect, let's say. Traviata is a series of conversations. The first 5 minutes of Traviata are a drawing room comedy set to music. It's extraordinary, right? And he almost eliminates, I mean, yes, we have a Brindisi, yes, we have a love duet, but the way that the piece is through written, there are so few arias that you would stop and give applause for. The second act between Violetta and Germain is one of the most extraordinary scenes ever written in opera. Again, completely unique in Verdi's oeuvre. Even when he got in his later life to the big Shakespeare plays, he wasn't writing like this. And you know it's because not only is he taking it from a play that he saw and loved, but because he understood that these were real people and that there were real emotions involved, and he wasn't trying to make opera with a big O.
The Sempre Libera is unusual because she is a woman who is speaking her mind there at the first act.
And she is, I think, his mistress, Giuseppina, saying, I will live my life how I want. You know, Giuseppina and Verdi tried to go back to Italy during this period of time, and Verdi's in-laws from his first marriage, he was a widower at this time, and his own father objected to Giuseppina. And there are very, very strongly worded letters that he wrote back to them in Italy saying, who are you to talk about the woman that I love? I live with her and she is a woman of her own means who has her own freedom and who knows what it is between us. Giuseppina fled back to Paris and eventually Verdi joined her there and then they went to the countryside where they could find relative peace and quiet. And so you see exactly the parallels there. Eventually, Verdi married Strapponi, and they lived happily together for 38 years, unlike poor Violetta and Alfredo, who, of course, don't have that happy ending.
And let's talk about that last act, which is so touching. So, once again, we have letters that we're dealing with.
Absolutely. I mean, this letter, the motif of letters carries all through it. And I think the idea that Alexandre Dumas-Fils had bought back these letters that he had sent her, so letters figure heavily in the novel, and then it makes sense that we find them again throughout the opera. Violetta reading the letter from Germain that lets her know that he knows about her sacrifice, that he's on his way back. He makes it back just in time. Again, something that neither Alexandre Dumas-Fils nor the character in the novel manage. And the letters will play heavily actually in a staged prelude. I don't want to give too much away, but I've put just a little frame around this to help the audience understand the connection, not only to letters, but to Alexandre Dumas fils and to Verdi, and the idea that there are elements of regret and flashback that I think make up the narrative of this opera.
The opera starts with that amazing prelude, which is just so quiet, and then we go into the party scene. But the change, the musical change.
So for me, the prelude is the auction of her things after her death, a real event that happened. And Alfredo buys back a letter and opens it at the end of the prelude. And then suddenly, the memories come flooding back. Laughter. And there we are, we're in it. I am convinced that it is an opera that is mostly about regret, the way that we regret the things that we have done to the people that we love the most. We hurt them the most because we know how. And these are the things that keep us up at 2 or 3 in the morning, right? You know, there's 35 minutes of worrying about the shopping list you didn't get finished and whatever. And then there's in the deep, dark quiet of our souls, these moments that disturb us. I think Alfredo will relive the moment where he threw the money at her for the rest of his life. I think Verdi bitterly understood that he needed to marry Strepponi. Regardless of what they might have done in another society, I think that perhaps he began to understand what he was doing to her reputation and that she would never be happy unless he made her legitimate, to put it in quotes. I think Alexandre Dumas fils regretted breaking up with Marie for the rest of his life. And I think that that level of beautiful regret permeates all of the storytelling and certainly Verdi's music.
Christine, thank you so much for this amazing history lesson. Christine, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing La Traviata with Pittsburgh Opera.
Great. I hope everyone enjoys it. As you say, it's a great first opera, and I hope everyone has a wonderful time. Thank you.